I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. For this weekend's big story in the Quad City Times, reporter Tara Becker-Gray tells the story of a mother who lost her teenage son to gun violence. She shares the impact of his death on her family and what she's trying to do to prevent other kids from the same fate. Tara, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So what was your reporting process like? What did you find out about this woman?
Well, we sat down in her home, Christina Taylor. This is in Davenport. We spoke for a few hours just about her son. Her son, Akeem Hill, was killed on May 12th, 2017. He had been shot in a vehicle. There was an argument with a few others near a Davenport park. His girlfriend tried to drive him to the hospital, and they ended up stopping near the intersection of Kirkwood Boulevard and Bridge Avenue. Obviously, you know, it's been more than a year, and she's still devastated. But, you know, she just loved that boy, and, you know, it's been devastating on her and her family, you know. And now she is working on creating an organization in honor of her son named Akeem's Dreams, which basically is going to be trying to provide positive experiences for kids in the community.
And how does Akeem's story tie into the larger trend, if you will, of violence in the Quad Cities?
It's tragic when you see a teenager die, especially by gunfire. But what's even more startling is that the two suspects that were arrested in his death are teenagers themselves. Obviously, we've seen an uptick in the number of shootings. We've seen an uptick in the number of juvenile crime. And so I think it's fair to say that juvenile crime and the gun violence, it's impacting the entire community, but there are some that it's directly hitting home.
Thanks for your time, Tara.
Thank you.
That's Quad City Times reporter Tara Becker-Gray. You can read her big story in the Sunday edition of the Times or online at qctimes.com. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.